From the 88.5 GPB Atlanta newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. Georgia lawmakers have removed a proposal that would have added a state tax to Netflix and other streaming video services, as GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
The sales tax on streaming services would have been used to help internet expansion in rural parts of the state. But according to an AJC poll, 65% of Georgians oppose the idea of taxing internet, TV, or phone services to achieve that goal. House Bill 428 would still add a 4% tax on ebooks, digital music downloads, and video games, while eliminating other fees for phones and TV. But without the Netflix tax, lawmakers say the proposal won't create additional funds for internet expansion. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
Republican House Speaker David Ralston is forming a bipartisan group to look at changing a law he is accused of abusing. As GPB's Stephen Fowler reports, legislative leave allows court cases to be postponed if a lawyer is doing legislative duties.
Ralston, who was a defense lawyer, said Monday he did nothing wrong in asking for dozens of continuances while engaging in activities year-round as Speaker. But during a passionate 20-minute speech from the floor, Ralston said perception is reality, and members of the public had questions about how he balances his public job with the private one.
I have an obligation not to dismiss their concerns, but to be mindful that the consent of the governed is a vital block in the foundation of our government.
So, a group will research how other states handle lawmakers who are lawyers and could tweak the century-old code. Ralston also says he will not take new cases until his current high-profile ones are finished. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
Meanwhile, the Georgia House has overwhelmingly passed a proposal to give drug users clean needles in exchange for used ones. The measure aims to reduce the spread of HIV and hepatitis C infections among drug users who share needles. Georgia ranks fifth in the country for new HIV infections. That's according to the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The measure now goes on to the state Senate.